Welcome to the Heidi Harris Show podcast. I do this Monday, Wednesday, and Friday. You can check them out at HeidiHarris.com. I also post them on Facebook, and of course, I put them up at iTunes. You can subscribe at iTunes to the podcast. I probably will have a pretty big announcement for you this week, so stay tuned for that. If you're signed up for my newsletter at HeidiHarris.com, which is free, of course, you'll be one of the first to know about my big announcement. Got some other stuff coming up. I do want to thank New Frontier Armory for hosting my book signing on Saturday. And I want to thank all the great people who came out to say hello at New Frontier Armory. And it was great to see people buying guns, taking advantage of the First and Second Amendment. First and Second Amendments, I should say. Yeah, a lot of fun on Saturday. So thank you very much for that, New Frontier Armory. Great people out there. Well, a couple of things happened over the weekend. The biggest one to me is this killing at the Waffle House. A guy by the name of Travis Reinking shot a bunch of people, a couple of people outside and a couple of people inside a Waffle House near Nashville, Tennessee. And he was stopped by a hero by the name of James Shaw Jr., who just decided he didn't want to die that day. He said, listen, I was purely selfish. I just decided if he was going to kill me, I was going to make him work for it. And I'd like to think I'd have the same attitude. If something like that happened to me and I were in public, I'd just be pissed. I'd be so mad that somebody was going to do that. I would just go down fighting if I possibly could. And I love the fact that James Shaw did that. Basically wrestled the gun away from him, threw it over the counter, and the kid took off, I guess, practically naked. But here's the really scary thing about it. And at this point, as I'm recording this podcast, they have not caught him yet. I'm sure they will. Kid's name is Travis Reinking, as I mentioned. Here's the really, really disturbing thing. It's bad enough that he killed four innocent people. That's obvious. That goes without saying. But the really disturbing thing is this kid, like most folks in this position, has had a history and multiple run-ins with police officers. He had run-ins with the feds when he wanted to talk to Donald Trump to the point where they took his guns away from him. And then his father said, well, I'll keep them safe. And his father gave them back to him. Now, his father said, well, you know, he was going to move out of state. I know he'd been having some trouble, but he was going to move out of state. Oh, I see. So your kid is troubled and you're going to give him a couple of guns to take with him as he moves out of state. He also had visions that Taylor Swift was stalking him. This kid had major psychological issues and his father had to have known it. And yet his father gave him guns back that were taken away. Now, would that have prevented this kid from getting a gun someplace else if he didn't have any kind of record of being a mental health risk? Because listen, how many times have we heard that somebody's had multiple run-ins with the police and they haven't necessarily put a legal prohibition against somebody owning a gun? So it may not have stopped him from buying a gun, but the guns that he already owned should have been kept by his father and never given back to him. His father should have sold them, you know, locked them up, stored them someplace, something, never given them back to his crazy son. How many times do we hear about that? You got the Nicholas kid, of course, in Florida. You know, his mother knew he was crazy, obviously. You got Adam Lanza in Sandy Hook, and his mother knew he was crazy. People just give their kids these guns. Is it because they're just wussy parents and they want to make their kids happy? Is that what it comes down to? They don't want to make their kids upset when they already have problems? And I know it's got to be incredibly tough to have a child with psychological issues. And I know people who have kids with various problems. Some are psychological, some are behavioral. And I know it's very, very tough for some parents to admit that their kids have problems. They just don't like to. And if you don't have a lot of kids, sometimes you maybe have one kid, you don't realize how weird they are. So I get that. But there is absolutely no excuse for giving your kid guns when he's out there telling people that Taylor Swift is stalking him. He not too long ago jumped into a public pool wearing women's clothes. I mean, the kid has major issues. And even then, the police found a gun on him. He's got major issues, and yet his father gave him guns back. So what I would like to see happen as a result of this shooting at the Waffle House is the feds have to come down hard on his father. This nonsense of parents who have no objectivity about their kids, or they're weak, or they just want their kid to like them, or whatever the psychological problem is, we have got to stop this nonsense. This is the kind of thing, the human factor, that you will never eliminate with another gun law. And that's the whole point. And in the case of this kid, there were laws in place. He acted weird. The feds took his guns away and his father gave them back to him. How crazy is that? What are you going to do? Add another gun law? It's like San Bernardino, the San Bernardino shooting situation. Numerous gun laws that already existed were broken. So adding more gun laws doesn't stop anything. Years ago, not too many years ago, as a matter of fact, there was a young man who was kicked out of a Walmart for acting odd. And a couple of years later, this kid went back to the same Walmart and bought some kind of, I don't like the term assault weapon because it's so overused, but some type of a rifle like that that could do a lot of damage. So he goes back to the same Walmart he'd been kicked out of a couple of years later. So in other words, Walmart didn't even have him on any kind of a list to say, hey, don't sell a gun to this guy. And the only reason he wasn't stopped from going back to that Walmart and probably killing a whole bunch of people is because his parents found a receipt in his clothes for the gun he'd bought. He was still living at home, which a lot of these kids do because they can't make it on their own because they have major issues. I don't remember how old he was, probably early 20s. But the point is, the parents had the objectivity to call the police when they found this gun in his possession. That's the kind of thing that needs to happen. And that case didn't get anywhere near the publicity it should have because these parents actually had some objectivity. And of course, the case doesn't fit the narrative that the mainstream media wants to put out, which is that we need one more gun law. Now, the mayor of Nashville is calling for more gun control and all that kind of stuff. Is anybody talking about the father? The father should be put in prison for life. He should absolutely do life in prison. He has blood on his hands. So I'm going to watch this very closely. And I'm going to see what happens to the father who gave this crazy kid back his guns that federal officials had taken away from him. When we see what happens here, then we'll know how absolutely legitimate the gun control folks are. Because these are the people who can be prosecuted for clearly, if not breaking gun laws, giving guns to somebody you know is crazy. Now, there are people who have mental problems, they're crazy, whatnot, but they haven't been adjudicated crazy. Okay, that may be fine, but they're living in your house. If you know your kid has problems and your kid's telling you that Taylor Swift is stalking him, you don't give him guns. What are you, crazy? It's completely insane. So I'm going to be watching closely to see if anything happens as a result of this. This father should be prosecuted to the fullest extent of the law. I'm not sure at this point which kind of gun laws would actually apply here, which kind of laws the father actually broke, but certainly he broke a moral law, and certainly he has blood on his hands as a result of this. We got too many parents who are not objective about their kids, and that is a huge issue. That's not something that can be fixed with any kind of gun laws, because you're always going to have, as I mentioned, the human factor. That's a problem. You've got to have a certain amount of, not only objectivity, you've got to have a certain amount of wisdom. You've got to have common sense. I mean, laws are great, but they only work if you've got common sense. It's against the law to jaywalk. I jaywalk all the time. I walk my dogs in my neighborhood. I might jaywalk across the street. I jaywalk all the time, but I have the common sense not to do it in front of cars coming down the street. So there are laws, and then there's common sense. Now, as I understand it, the issue with his father was the guns were taken away from him, and then the father had a legal card in the state of Tennessee to possess the guns, and it was a constitutional thing, so the feds went, okay, fine, we'll give you the guns back, but please keep them away from your son. And then the father somehow let his son have access. So I don't know if any gun laws at all were broken as a result of this, but I do know that moral laws were broken. And the result is that we all lose more rights. Do you know why we have to not be able to use our cell phone behind the wheel of the car? Do you know why? What happened with that? One of the big factors was there was a young lady who was killed in a car crash, and her boyfriend was driving, and he was using his cell phone. This is many years ago when they were doing a legislative session on this. And the tearful parents went up to Carson City and cried about how their daughter died as a result of her boyfriend using his cell phone. Now, it's tragic, and I'm not making fun at all. But the fact of the matter is, the reason the boyfriend didn't die in the car accident caused by his inattention because he was on a cell phone, he didn't die because he had a seatbelt on. She didn't. Okay, seatbelt laws already exist. Their daughter was already in violation of an existing law. So what do? They go up to Carson City and they whine and complain, and you and I all lose another right. And the bottom line is, when I was a kid growing up, driving a car as a teenager, shifting gears, I had the big gulp in my lap, rolling the windows down by hand. Nowadays, kids can't even pick up their phone at a stoplight and check email without that being, something you could get a ticket for? Because other people aren't attentive when they drive, because other people are dumb enough to drive while they're looking down at their phone? Really? I lose a right because somebody's daughter didn't wear a seatbelt and because the parents were emotional? I lose another right. And in Tennessee, you've got the mayor of Nashville calling for more gun control because clearly that would stop this. The focus should be on the father. When his kid was crazy, if he wasn't going to put those guns in a safe, he should have sold them and gotten them away from his son forever. The idea that the kid got access to them is just insanity. And this kind of thing, all of us who own guns and all of us who want people to be responsible with their gun ownership are furious about things like this. These are the kind of people who should never have access to guns. His father shouldn't, and neither should he. Neither should a crazy kid like this. If my kid came home and told me Taylor Swift was stalking him, or he got stopped at the White House because he was demanding to go and meet with the president, or he was jumping in pools with ladies' clothes on, you think I'd let my kid near a weapon? Are you completely insane? So watch how many rights you and I may lose as a result of this kind of thing. So if there's any possible way to prosecute the father for any gun laws, I think he should be. At the very least, he's got blood on his hands and he should feel terrible for the rest of his life. But something far worse should happen to him as far as I'm concerned. Because we've got to put a stop to these parents who have absolutely no objectivity about their kids whatsoever. I don't know if he's wimpy, just wasn't aware. Who knows what the situation was? But ultimately, these people are dead. And certainly the father helped by handing his kid basically these guns that he used to commit this terrible crime. Just horrible. Another right will probably be lost for me and for you, the responsible people, as a result of this irresponsible father. Jeffrey Ryan King is his name. Just terrible. I'm Heidi Harris. Don't forget to pick up my book, Don't Pat Me on the Head, Blowbacks, Setbacks, and Comebacks in Vegas Radio. It's flying out of my hands at book signings and flying off the shelves at Amazon. You can get it at Amazon. You can also get it on Kindle. Don't Pat Me on the Head. As I mentioned, I'll probably have a big announcement for you coming up in the next couple of days. So you can tune into that at this podcast, Heidi Harris Show Podcast. Also, you can sign up for my free newsletter at HeidiHarris.com. I only send that out when I've got an announcement. Don't worry, I won't bombard you with newsletters. So sign up for all that stuff at HeidiHarris.com. And my Facebook and Twitter are all connected at HeidiHarris.com. Until we meet again, remember, you were created for a purpose. Here's Tony Scottwell.